Hey everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk. In honor of the upcoming award season, we're bringing back our very first Idol Talk award show. While we will be giving out the standard awards, we would not be the Idol Talk you know and love if we didn't include our own hot takes. So stay tuned for the sequel in the coming weeks and have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan, and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, the editor for Idol Talk, and I love my new Oni, So Ye-ji. She's the lead actress from It's Okay Not to Be Okay.
Oh,
I love her.
I love her too.
I love her.
I thought you said really Song Ye-jin, which is like Yoon Se-ri.
Oh no, no, no.
Chris?
Hey everyone, I'm Chris, co-host, and please pray for me because I'm in a dilemma. G-Dragon is releasing a second edition of his Paranoise Nike sneakers. They're $1,000,
oh,
and
Lord.
You all were there the last time I tried to get these damn shoes.
Wait, their list price is $1,000?
$1,000.
Wait,
that's not the resale price, that's the list
price. $1,885.
Oh my god, Chris, I thought that was the resale price. No.
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 So how much is the resale price going to be?
That's bullshit.
So when this recording comes out, it will be the release date. They come out November 26th. We are recording on November 11th. Pray for me because I may or may not get kicked out of my house for
Don't you fucking buy them.
I will go to LA and drag you by your hair if you buy these shoes. You are crazy.
You know how loyal I am.
You are loyal.
You're so loyal. You're right. Honestly, if like Taemin came out with like a napkin for $500, I would be so torn. I'd be like, single-use tissue for $500? Okay.
Sold!
Highest bidder. I feel you now.
GoFundMe will be...
I understand the context.
GoFundMe will be started, please. Stay
tuned.
Let's start
a Patreon so Chris can buy G-Dragon shoes from now on.
Yes!
This happens so often. He releases a shoe. Poor Chris has to endure...
But by the time this episode comes out, it will be too late. I will either be crying or I will be kicked out of my house.
Okay, so stay tuned.
Check in on me, listeners.
Hey everyone, I'm Casey, co-host Taemin's Nuna, Haechan's mother, and I would just like to issue an apology to Twice because in one of our earlier K-Pops episodes, I said that I was very meh on their latest album, but actually I'm not meh. I love Believe, and I love what I forgot the name of the song.
Nathan looks so confused right
Why?
Now.
Oh, he wasn't on that. Okay, Nathan wasn't on that episode because we had
and
Gabe.
And he didn't listen to our episodes. He has no idea. Oh, actually, as of this recording, that episode hasn't... it did release. Never mind.
Yeah, it released. So I said that I was meh on that album, but I was actually just meh on their title track. But I'm super into Go Hard, Believe, and Bring It Back. Bops. Apologizing to Once and Twice.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Thank you all for those lovely introductions as usual.
Don't be an anti.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod and rate, review, and subscribe to us on various outlets of your choosing: Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. And if you have any feedback or topics that you'd like us to cover, feel free to email us at idoltalkpod@gmail.com. All right. So we're actually kind of towards the end of the year already. If you've already come this far in 2020, we want to wish all of our listeners in America, at least, a happy, happy Thanksgiving. I guess we just wanted to do a simple roundtable as to what we're thankful for this time of year. So did anyone want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right,
this is Casey. I am thankful to our Dubu leader, Onu, for taking care of Taemin as his manager as he's come back. Yeah, he did. They did this, so like, shiny for the Shiny YouTube channel. Onu acted as Taemin's manager for a day, and it was very sweet. And they talked about how lonely Taemin has been and how lonely Onu was when he was, like, filming his dramas, and how lonely he was when he was, like, you know, in the military and everything. I'm also grateful for Minho being back and out of the military. I told you guys that I would be a shawl only this season, and that's I'm true. Sticking that's by true. That. So all right. That's it. That's all I'm thankful for forever all right. in all aspects of Excellent. Life.
Okay, Ashley or Chris, any of you want to follow that up?
I'll go next. Okay, so Ashley? I'm thankful for NCT.
Yes.
Because they have brought me true happiness this entire year.
Yeah.
Second.
That's true. Yes. Yep. Oof.
I agree.
They really have. And I'm also thankful to all the listeners who endure our podcast, because all we do is bullshit and you guys give us listens and downloads. So I'm appreciative.
All right.
I'm not appreciative. Chris. Please don't listen to us. I'm just kidding.
I'm thankful to Gabe, our only listener.
No, we have Tony.
No, wait. I take that back. We have Tony now.
Yes, Tony. Shout out, two listeners. Tony.
Shout out, Tony. Thankful for president of our fan club. I'm also thankful for G-Dragon for making me spend thousands of dollars and yet still giving me sweet, sweet dreams that I'm still trying really hard. You can hear me, like, choking. Like, I'm trying very hard to revisit that dream.
Yes. Oh, where you're,
like, I'm going to bed.
You're marrying
I'm going
him?
To bed. Yeah, with intention. I'm trying. Yeah, I have not.
You're, like, all thinking about it, hoping that it just, like, continues on in your dream.
Yeah. Oh, I feel that.
No. Not happened.
All right.
And I'm thankful to you guys for putting up with my K-pop standing.
Mine was so shallow now that I think about
it. Okay, make it deeper then.
Fine.
No, she lost her chance.
It's too late.
She lost her chance.
I'm only grateful to Onu, and that's it. That's a tweet.
Shallow season only.
Thank you all. I am also grateful for you all and the ability to have this podcast. I'm thankful to all of our listeners. Thank you for supporting us, and we hope that you will in the future as well.
And I'm so
I don't know if anyone's gonna get this, but I'm just gonna say it. I'm really, really, really thanks for Tail.
Thanksgiving at the
end. Yes, that's a good reference.
It was JCC.
Yes,
Eclipses stay winning.
Wow. I really hope that we get some kind of Thanksgiving content from them this year, because that, like, that Thanksgiving in Thailand. Yeah, that Thanksgiving in Thailand was like the, was it in Thailand? I think it was in Thailand. Wait. Okay. Anyways.
The one that you're quoting?
Yeah, where was
that?
No,
that was in the SM town, like, building.
Oh, sorry. Their other one was the coffee in Thailand.
There we go. That's, so, yeah, sorry. That's okay. The one you're thinking.
Why did I think that they were going to be celebrating Thanksgiving in Thailand on November 20th, whatever? Anyways, I'm really, really, really thanks for Tail. That is a reference from my precious godson who loves Tail. So that's what he's thankful for, and that's what I'm thankful for too. And that's the end of our
really
Thanksgiving
good.
Segment.
I'm so mad right now.
Apart from it being the Thanksgiving season, it's also time to gear up for some K-pop awards. And what we thought we would do today is do some kind of simulation of the award shows, kind of a panel discussion as to who kind of deserves some of these awards, who we think might win, and all of the above. So we're going to go through some of the categories that are, you know, pretty standard across different awards shows. What we'll do is kind of pull from really the only nominees that have come out yet So we will be pulling most of our nominations from the MAMA Awards, which are set to come out in just a week in December. So we'll go ahead and list off the nominees and just have a panel discussion. But we're going to say, you know, you can go in and out of these nominees far and above the ones that are included and ones that are not, just to kind of give our own spice to it. So we'll just kind of go ahead. We'll start off with some of the smaller awards, and then we'll make our way over to some of the desangs of the year. So I guess we'll go ahead and get started with Global Worldwide Act. So this one's always really interesting because, I mean, obviously, like, the K-pop, like, world these days is so global. So here are kind of some of what we think are probably some notable kind of nominations, kind of in alphabetical order. So we have, of course, Blackpink. We have ITZY. We have NCT. We have TXT, Treasure, Twice. And then we also have Red Velvet, you know, people like BTS, of course, Monsta X. And pretty much, like, the world is your oyster when it comes to this, since, like, K-pop is so global these days. So what do people think about kind of like a worldwide global award?
I'm going to be ARMY and say BTS, because I think global, I think BTS right now.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just because they're so huge.
Mm-hmm.
They're like referenced in pop culture now. Mm-hmm. America likes to play their songs in their commercials. So that's what I'm going with, BTS.
Yeah, shout out to the clout chasers. We see you.
Yeah.
Yes, we see you.
Exactly.
Look at you.
We look yes. at you. We're observing.
We're observing you.
We see you.
Other than BTS, I don't know. I mean, BTS of Blackpink, obviously. I don't. Mm-hmm. I can't even mm-hmm. think of any other artist that went outside of, like, had well, that global. And to be fair, like, it was a pandemic, so they couldn't really yeah. do
this one's hard
global.
This year. It's really hard this
exactly.
year.
Exactly.
Yeah. When I was thinking of global worldwide act category, I was, like, thinking more of intentionally marketed as a global act. So my first thought was, like, Super M and NCT, mm-hmm. because they are trying to be the whole scope of their act is that they have a global appeal intentionally.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there right. were artists this year that had, like, full English albums. You know, mm-hmm. there was, like, Monsta X, mm-hmm. made that with that intention. Eric Nam.
Yeah.
Well, he's from Georgia.
I get what you mean. His fan base is not.
So, you know what's really interesting? Because of the pandemic, I've noticed that, first of all, I like Jessie's song,
it's a bop.
Sai really gave her a good one.
It's a bop. It's a bop.
But what I was gonna say is, it's so funny because, like, a lot of these, well, actually, I don't really know where she was based before this year, because I knew that she existed, but I didn't really know that much about her.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know,
I think she is from the States.
She's from New Jersey.
Oh, she's from New Jersey. Okay, so it's really interesting because, like, at least, you know, I don't know that much about her. But because of the pandemic, a lot of the artists that wanted to make it in the U.S. literally went back to Korea. Because, of course, Korea's more opened up than the freaking United States, right? So, like, Jessie's over there. Tiffany is over there doing things with Jessie.
Oh, my
Jessie.
God, Tiffany.
And it's like, I like her. but it's so funny because, like, all these people, because America's, like, still can't get the COVID issue under control, mm-hmm. that they have to revert back wow. to what they, you know, originally, you know, they originally went from Korea to the States, and then now they're moving back to Korea temporarily because they still need to make a career for themselves and still be in the spotlight to get
right.
their name.
I respect like, that. In the, I in respect the business. That. You got to get your coin.
Yeah, you gotta get it. You gotta keep your name in the business, right? So right. it's like so funny. I'm seeing Tiffany like on these Korean shows again. It's like, well, this
I know
is...
she had like a foothold here in the States.
And she did. She did like a whole tour and yeah. a half, I think. So I think she was finally, you know, starting to get some traction, starting to break into, like, the Asian American artists, mm-hmm. like, you know, and then, you know, pandemic hit, U.S. is closed down for, like, who knows when, has to go back to Korea to save, you know, to,
they'll
you know,
be to salvage. Back. Once this they'll is all back, blown though. Over, they're going to be like, oh, America? I'm back. I'm Asian American. Hello.
Suddenly. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Anyways, I think I agree with most of what you all have said. I think that there's no denying that BTS has been that artist again, like, globally. But I feel like I didn't know if they would be able to even take it up a notch. But, like, mm-hmm. I really think
Do
that
not
they have.
Underestimate.
Prior to Dynamite, I told Sammy that Boy With Love was their peak.
No, yeah, that's just not true.
I know, no. It's not anymore.
They're apparently, yeah. their choreo for their comeback is more intense than On.
Ooh.
Which is crazy because On and is supposedly their most intense choreo to date.
Right. Mm. I remember Casey showing us tweets of, like, dancers in the music videos and that they were saying that they were sore for days mm-hmm. after On.
Mm. So it's going to be yeah. interesting to see how they top
it'll
that. Top.
I think it'll be interesting to see how the Western American audience responds to, like, a darker concept, a more aggressive concept. Because, like, those are automatically, like, more hard to, like, stream and listen to, I feel. Mm-hmm. Right? And oh, yeah, that's what happened with On, right? Yeah. Like, right. whatever you thought about the comeback, and objectively, it had less hype than their one solo release.
Yeah.
Right. Like, as we speak, Dynamite that's is true. Still, like, number one on the Korean charts.
They're, like on their 23rd award or whatever now.
Yeah.
And they never performed a single time in Korea.
Yeah.
Like, this song. And, well, they performed in Korea, but it was never broadcasted on a Korean network.
Right.
Right. So it was,
really
like,
interesting what they're doing right now, but.
Yeah.
That's neither here nor there.
All right. So it seems like. But I will give a shout out to, you know, someone like NCT that I think made inroads mm-hmm. into.
Yeah.
The American market as well. And Blackpink, of course. Not really many other girl groups, I think, right? Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, we gotta facilitate that a little bit more. All right. So up next, we got Best Male Group. And here are some of the nominees for Best Male Group. EXO, GOT7, NCT, Monsta X, BTS, and Seventeen.
NCT.
What are people's thoughts of
that? I vote NCT. NCT for sure.
They're so, okay, I say this because they're so active. They're making content 24/7. The NCT exactly. 2020 concept as a whole is fucking genius now that I understand what's going on.
Casey!
There's something and someone for everyone. And I think that that's what makes a well-rounded group.
Yeah. And this isn't like, this nominee isn't NCT like a unit. This is NCT
all
as like
them.
All of
yeah.
us.
Yeah. All 23.
And if you look at them, like, just content that they've produced this year, they had two 127 albums, even though one of them was a repackage, whatever. Then they had a Dream album, and now they're coming out with a full group album and then part two of Resonance. So mm-hmm. in total,
with,
five
like,
albums.
A huge number of tracks.
Exactly.
Yes. Immense. Immense.
Exactly.
They are being prolific.
I think that this was the year for NCT.
Yes.
I think right. that even if we didn't get Make-A-Wish, I would still have been there.
Oh, yeah?
Because even though I didn't, like, I think Kick It did really well, too.
Yes.
And yeah. I think that alone.
Neozone, like, as an album.
Right.
Did really well.
That put them over the top for, like, a million copy album right. sales. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have this in the bag. I think that it would be a disservice to the work that they've done this year if it weren't
absolutely
them.
Yeah.
Well, if it is the Mamas, then they'll probably get it because Mamas is, like, pandering to fucking SM right now with their NCT reality show.
I don't know though, because I feel like, you know, yes, pandering goes on their side, and the new, as there's some kind of renewed relationship there.
Yes.
And I think it is confirmed that they're going to perform, so they're going to win some award. But Seventeen has had a strong year too, and Big Hit and Mnet are like this. So, like, think about, like, where that survival show took place, right? They have a strong relationship.
Right.
So, and, like, you know, it's undeniable that also Seventeen had a really good year. They sold a million albums with Left and Right as well. So, you know, I don't know. My heart tells me NCT, but I think that Seventeen might be in a really strong position too. Also, they're seniors to NCT, and you know that matters with all of that. So I think both of them are kind of the top two that I would be eyeing.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about like how much time NCT has put in this year, it kind of hurts me because they have come up with so much. Their YouTube content is like top notch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like they have worked really hard despite the pandemic. And they mm-hmm. had an online concert as well. NCT 127 and Dream.
Early in the lockdown. So they caught us when we were still into the concept. Right. Now we're just like
pioneers. They pioneered that for the whole K-pop industry.
Yeah. So my heart tells me NCT as well, but I think it's that unanimous. Our podcast is just...
Yes, congratulations, NCT. You won Idol Talk Best Group.
As if you didn't know that already. All right.
You know what I was thinking the other day about NCT? So in 2018, NCT 2018 mm-hmm. album mm-hmm. is when Baby Don't Stop came out. I'm waiting for that type of single in 2020.
Wow.
I'm waiting.
You think we're going to get a duo?
I think we are. Ooh. I think something like it.
Taeyong Mark.
Because we'll see. I'm waiting for an NCT.
I also just realized my count of all their albums was wrong. Because if you consider Wavy 2, didn't Wavy come out with an album this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
So six albums total.
They were
NCT
working.
As a whole had a lot of content uh-huh. this whole entire mm-hmm. year. They carried us through this whole pandemic.
Not only that, but some of their members were pulled for other groups. So it's like,
they're
working so hard. I have to give it to them.
You know, and I kind of think about this for all the groups, right? The world was on hold this year. Mm-hmm. There's so many, like, they had a whole tour set up. I mean, they. Mm-hmm. I think NCT 127, we were supposed to go see them in, like, was it May or something?
Mm-hmm.
I think they were only able mm-hmm. to do their Texas leg before the world got shut down. So it was, like, I'm thinking about how, yes, it would have been more burdensome for them, but, like, they still, you know, it's, I feel like they still haven't gotten their due justice for, you know, the amount of work that they put in this year because they weren't able to perform in front of the audiences that they wanted to. But that's like all groups, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at. What about, okay, let's turn to girl groups now. Best girl group. Let's see. Some of the nominees that we have include Blackpink, Twice, Red Velvet, Mamamoo, IZ*ONE, and Oh My Girl. All right, so what do people think about those nominees?
I have thought. I want to give it to Blackpink.
I'm partial to that too.
Because
I'm partial, but Twice, begrudgingly partial.
Twice this year? Okay, to be fair, like Twice has come out with two full albums. Maybe it was a mini album, I don't remember. But like significantly more songs than Blackpink.
But wait, this year? Was it this year?
For this year. So they had more and more and whatever right, this okay. one, Can't Stop Me.
Can't Stop Me, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, but those titles were both like meh. IMO. Then you have like Oh My Girl, which objectively, like, Nonstop was the song of the summer. That song mm-hmm. hit. However, well,
it happened in March, so it wasn't summer yet. But it was, you know,
pre-summer. But besides that comeback and like US comeback, what have they, and then Aaron on whatever show, Music Bank, what have they done? You know? Blackpink at least stretched it out and like consistently provided content. They had a reality show, you know, they had a Netflix documentary. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of content around their entire like release.
Yeah, I was thinking the same, along the same vein as our rationale for best boy group was that Blackpink had more of a presence, I would say globally, than the other groups, which is not to take away from their work or their releases, but it's more like they had, you're right, they had that Netflix doc, they have their presence online, which is all we have right now.
Yeah,
I think that I don't consume a lot of Blackpink content, but I think that it would be most fair to give them this.
Yeah,
because the reasons, okay, so you know, so Ashley, the reasoning that like you're giving Oh My Girl to not take it, right? Mm-hmm. That would be my rationale for not giving it to Blackpink any other year except for this year. Mm-hmm. Because usually it's like one summer hit or two.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they we're questioned as to what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm not trying to take anything away from them on their other years, but this year it just seemed like they were constantly working, at least more transparently for the K-pop industry.
Yeah, I agree.
So like I'm gonna have to like put my, you know, whatever feelings I have aside about them. And you know, like they came back three times. Mm-hmm. I mean, like even if it was like one song here, one song there, but they still had their finally first full-length album, right? So I feel like, you know, it
six
would
songs,
be
okay.
Whatever.
For them, this is a full-length album.
That's a full-length album
for
them.
You said that Taemin's album, Part 2, was 8 songs, and that's a mini album. That's the same length as Blackpink's full album.
I don't make the rules.
Who makes the rules?
We don't know. But, you know, I think that it would be, you know, it would be twice versus Blackpink, only because, Blackpink. If you know, In terms of comprehensive, right? But I feel like what hits twice is also what Ashley said. Like a lot of times you win best girl group, I feel, because you're at your pinnacle, right? Mm-hmm. And I think objectively, I don't think that twice is at their pinnacle anymore, right? Even though their releases were successful, right? It might, you know, they're not currently at their top right now.
Right.
And Blackpink is. So I think that it would be probably, like, twice won this, like, what, billions of times before, right? Red Velvet won this during Peekaboo year, during Red Flavor year, right? Right before, like, their pinnacle bad boy, right? So, like, I feel like with Blackpink, it would just be fitting, in my opinion. I don't know. All right. Well, it sounds like we're also in unanimous consent here. What is this?
Blackpink Chukahe!
All right, next we have best male artist. We have some interesting ones here. Some from the newer generation, some from the older generation. Still alive and kicking. All right,
I don't know what to do either.
We have Taemin, we have Zico, we have Baekhyun, we have JYP, and we have Kang Daniel. We have a lot of heavy hitters in this category.
JYP! Well, we can strike JYP off of the running, personally.
Duty. I want to give him a participation award, though.
Okay, fine. JYP, you get a participation award.
When We Disco is still on, like, the top 10 tracks.
And I'm not
like,
trying to take that away from him, but it's like, yeah, so that's why he gets the participation honorary.
Are you saying that you don't want to see a live performance of JYP in, like, a weird outfit like he usually does?
That is exactly what I'm saying. JYP, hear me now. Stay home.
All right.
Stop it.
All right.
Stop it.
So it looks like the cast has cut one down. What about the others?
I am really torn between Baekhyun and Taemin.
What?
Okay. Yeah, just because Taemin, right now, Taemin is giving it to me. Like, every single song he's released has been a bop. And his choreo is there, and I just love everything he's releasing right now. And Baekhyun is just like, it's kind of like the same reasons too. Baekhyun has been releasing bops too and doing his thing. It's kind of like what we discussed earlier though, that just Baekhyun is more marketable.
Yeah.
So he for sure has OSTs, he has Super M, he has like, you know, a bunch of other activities. I mean, Taemin has Super M too. So I'm torn. I want to give it to both of them, but if we only have to choose one, I leave it to the rest of you to discuss.
Well, we're not going to leave it to Casey because we already know what she's going to say, but I'll go ahead and give her the floor.
Okay. I'm going to take off my Taemin hat right now and put on my Idol Talk host Casey hat and be a professional. If we're talking mainstream appeal and marketability, obviously I give that to Baekhyun. I love Candy. It was a bop. The music he makes and his voice, like his vocals are so strong, just overall. It's very well-rounded idol for sure. He can do it all. If I want to talk about artistry, I would give it to Taemin because he does have a more
sophisticated?
It's not that I don't think Baekhyun is sophisticated.
Complex?
It's more, yeah, he wants to do a more complicated, artistic,
interpretive.
And it stems from his background, at like the way he dances as well is very, you know, it's like interpretive, it's modern, it is offbeat, and it's not for everyone, and that's why I hesitate to say that he would be a shoo-in for solo artist of the year because of those very reasons. But I don't want that to cut him down because he's working so hard and he does contribute a lot to the product that he puts out. So it's a complicated answer.
I think his artistry is what puts him on top for me.
Yeah.
Puts him in the consideration for me. Because it's for sure, what's the word? It's art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I can really find, is you have to really be, in a way, analytical. And it allows you to be more critical about this type of award, the way he does these moves. And, you know, again, just like what Casey said, that's not to take anything away from Baekhyun, because Baekhyun is clearly successful. He clearly has the same the same talent, you know?
You just can't compare two different – oh, God.
An orange.
Yeah. It is apples and oranges. But I'm going to put my Taemin hat back on and say, Taemin, Nuna loves you. I support you. And you are the best solo artist in my heart forever and ever.
Yeah. Ashley?
So as much as I love Baekhyun and I think he had a great year, my choice is Zico.
Oh.
Yes. Ooh. Because if Zico didn't leave for the military, this would have been his best year yet. Any song, and that entire mini album he came out with was so fucking good. And then he was a judge on Island. His company is probably going to get acquired by Big Hit, KOZ. And then he came out with, what's that song with Rain?
Summer Rain.
Mm-hmm. And so he's just been, like uphill the entire the year. And then suddenly, I remember this, July 31st, he left for the military. So if he didn't leave for the military, it would have just continued on, like bop, 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 all the way up until the end of the year.
He pulled a Sahejun.
Oh.
Leaving at his peak.
Yes, he did pull a Sahejun. Nathan, you need to catch up.
Okay, yeah,
that's a record of Hugh's reference.
Oh no,
maybe you should
just listen
to our episode, Nathan.
No, I'm not going to listen to the episode.
Don't listen to our podcast.
So I agree with. I think that either I think Zico had the best year for him. I think that it'll probably go to Beck Entertainment. I'm leaning towards. I think what I think is going to happen is Beckin. Mm-hmm. I think that when Taemin wins these awards, so he's won Best Male Artist Award, for example, at Mama's before. And I think that was because it was a more of a mixture of him showing off his artistry and him appealing to the masses. So this was back when he released Move. I think that song had more popular kind of like standing. But it also showed that he is just unique. Like, no one else can do Taemin like Taemin, right?
Yeah, you're right. He is a very unique and specific type of idol.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, and I do also want to give a shout out to Kong Daniel. Because if we're talking about people that are on the rise, like, he basically didn't have much through this year. He was still in his, like, legal battles up until, like, I don't know, not that long ago. So he's definitely on the rise, too. But for me, if we're trying to be more, like, acclaimed about it, I think that he gets outmatched with the artistry that Beckin and Taemin kind of can give. And then also he kind of loses out to, like, the huge mega hits of Zico.
Yeah.
He has time. They're all about to go to the military.
Kong Daniel had such a good year, too. And I would say that if Baekhyun didn't do Super M and, like, whatever the other things Baekhyun was doing, Kong Daniel had a better year than Baekhyun. Because Baekhyun only released one mini album. And then he went off to do his OSTs in Super M. Whereas Kong Daniel released two mini albums.
Yeah. I think they were good sellers too. But Baekhyun's, I think his solo album was off the charts for selling. Yeah, for Candy.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Looks like we're kind of mixed on this one. So I guess we'll just have to leave it to some of the other panelists. But we'll go ahead and go to Best Female Solo Artist, which we got some real heavy hitters here too. So we have Sunmi, IU, Chungha, Taeyeon, and Hwasa. All right. Got some big ones here, too.
Hwasa. I want to say Hwasa, but all she had was Maria. So I don't know if that's, like, enough.
I think that this year, I think Maria is enough to take it.
No.
I think that, I don't know, I think that she's emerging as the new It Girl.
Well, she did have that, the collaboration with Hiyori and Refund Girls, Refund Sisters.
Oh, that's right.
In the Korean mainstream, that was like number one for a long time.
Right, right.
She's kind of in like the, she's kind of in the badass crew right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my heart tells me Sunmi because I love her. But I think that it's gonna go to Hwasa. That's
I don't think so at all.
What about IU?
No, IU hasn't released anything this year.
Yeah.
She released the song with Suga.
Yeah, but that was like a single collaboration. Like, she hasn't released any full projects. Who I think it's gonna go to and who I hope it goes to, Jessie.
Oh, Jessie.
Jessie is fucking killing it. She came out with Nunu Nana, and since then, she's just been fucking skyrocketing. Like, she has Nunu Nana, then she has Refund Sisters, she's even a host on a variety show now, and she is
killing it.
She has, like all those collaborations with the Psy Nation artists. Like,
yeah, she's killing it.
She's killing it.
I think that... You know, like, I was so, like, kind of against this. Not against this, but I was, like, kind of... It's just not something that I would think that I would buy into. But, like, You know when the English speakers, like, go on Korean shows and they just, you know, try to speak Korean and try to be all swaggy and try to be, like, you know, they're cussing all the time. And it's, like, oh, it's just not something that I think that would appeal to me, I would think. But damn, when Jesse does it, it's hilarious.
It is so hilarious.
And I liked it so much from the clips that I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, the Americans go drinking or something. Oh, that's so lame. It's so cliche. But, like, when she does it, it's, like, hilarious. Funny. Because she's a troll. But she's also, like, this is just who she is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. Even my mom loves Jessie. Yeah, and I don't... My mom is, like, a 50-year-old Ajumma. You know? Like, why is she standing Jessie right now?
Okay, your mom is really young at heart.
That's true. That's
and true. And she's young. For your age.
That's true.
Like, she's young. Okay, Jesse. I just talked about Jesse. I didn't think about her either. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so we have Jesse nominations. We have some Hwasa nominations. I will also, like, give a shout out to Taeyeon because the cycle's just weird. And we can't blame artists for when they are releasing their albums, right?
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. So she, like, that Spark album that she came out with, like, almost, like, more than probably a year ago is just basically getting the nomination. And she did get a day song for that album at, like, a legit Korean music show. So not, like, one of the more K-pop idol ones. Mm-hmm. So do I think that she's going to get it just based off of the fact that it's kind of died off in hype? No. But I think that, like, I'd like to just recognize that that album was, like, really good. Mm-hmm. And she... kind of solidified herself as, like, someone that doesn't really need to be in the spotlight that long. But, like, when she is, all the people will come, like, flocking to her. So.
I love that.
All right. Next up, we got the Rookie Awards. So we'll go ahead and go with, you know, we'll kind of put them all together. So we have, we can kind of talk about females and girl groups and boy groups. So we have Gravity, we have MCND, Treasure, Way, and then for some of the girl groups, Secret Number, Signature, Weekly, amongst some others. So what do we all think with the youngsters, the emerging youngsters of this world?
You guys already know.
I stand by my rec. When I rec them the first time, I think it will be Treasure.
Okay. I think Ashley concurs.
Yes.
Yes.
I like Gravity, but I understand that it will be Treasure.
Treasure already released 3 mini albums.
Yeah. That's why I understand, like, that.
Okay.
My personal, you know, I just wanted to make the note that I like Gravity.
Yeah.
Well, didn't Gravity come out with more music?
I think so.
I rescind my statement.
Like in the spring, right, Case?
Did they?
They did. I think it was sometime, you know, recently.
It was really random that I liked Gravity too.
Yeah, I remember visiting you in Texas and you were playing Gravity Radio on Spotify and I was like, what the fuck? But then it made sense because you like Monsta X, so why wouldn't you like Gravity? Like,
they're all very predictable.
So
I gotta look into it now.
I'm of a different mindset. I think that Treasure, I think, deserves it because they're the most. I don't know much about their music, but they're the most hype out of all of the young groups. Okay. I think that for the mamas, because YG has such a rocky relationship with Thing, I think it's going to go to Gravity.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
YG artists don't do Mnet things.
I didn't even think about that. No,
he's right. He's totally right. Yeah, I did not think about that.
They don't do Mnet things, so I'm pretty sure it's not going to go to them. And Ashley, YG is pretty rocky with a lot of music stations that, like, they don't perform on, like, literally, like, 60% of the music shows. So,
yeah.
YG
does not like music award shows.
Yeah, and I don't think it's important to them. So, like, there's footage of, like, Big Bang, like, roasting, like, the award shows at the award shows, like, back in the day, right? So I don't think it's very important to them.
I forgot about that.
So I'm of a different mindset. I think, you know, objectively, it probably should be Treasure. But in some award shows, I think that they're going to spread some of the love only because I don't think Treasure is going to be in the running mentally. And they're not like, they're not like, it's not obvious that they should win this, I don't think. Like last year when TXT and ITZY would win, it's like no one else is in the running. But I feel like Treasure, you know, they have had a really good year, but also it's not like a guarantee win. Like it's not a home run for them, I feel.
Right.
So I don't think that it's like corruption if they didn't get it. Like it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
Like if the award shows would objectively not give it to ITZY or TXT, that would just look fake. But like, I don't think Treasure has made enough of a name for them to say that, oh, this is them totally rigging it. So I feel like it is more likely to happen that they're not going to get it. But I don't know. That's just that's me putting on my political hat on because I don't know about the girl groups. I mean, I don't know a lot about the rookie groups.
Yeah. And it is true that these award shows are political because it's all about allegiances or who, you know, it sucks.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, like, SM didn't go to the Mamas for years, right? So they didn't get any awards there. But they would get, SM artists would get awards at other places, right? Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I think it just depends on what the show it's going to be. I think that they objectively had the best year out of the groups that at least we're naming.
Well, as long as you all agree that Treasure should be Rookie of the Year and we give them the Idol Talk Rookie of the Year award,
yeah,
then I'm okay with it.
Chuka hey!
I will also say there's
Yay, Treasure.
There's one nominee for Wei, like W-E-I. Mm-hmm. And like it just made me sad because I looked at their YouTube views and it's extremely low, right? And what sucks is that like the person that basically won Produce X1 is in this group. Oh, so, like, it's just, like, they just fall so hard. And it's, like, it's sad, right? Like, this guy basically won, like, Produce X1. Got his career destroyed because X1 isn't a thing. Yeah, X1 isn't a thing anymore. Mm-hmm. And then has to, like, rebuild. And now no one remembers him. Or, like, it's just a different dynamic that people aren't, that aren't familiar with, right? Mm-hmm. So, I was like, dude, the music video hasn't... So, their newest music video, and I kind of want to see what they're about now. He's literally in the thumbnail. So, obviously, they know that he's the most popular member. It's called Twilight. Their comeback. It was released a month ago on One The K, and it doesn't have a million views yet, which is, like, the saddest thing ever.
Wow.
And these people are, they like, lived, like, at their highest, and now they're
at their lowest. Wow.
So I kind of want to see what they're up about. So
yeah.
We'll see. And that's just a recurring critique for me about the Produce series and how much... it brought a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, in any case, any thoughts on girl groups?
No.
Unfortunately, Gabe is not with us. And I know that Gabe has been super interested in younger girl groups. So, like, I'm trying to think of the ones that he was sending us. And
he's probably screaming at us right now.
He likes Secret Number and Signature.
Yes. So, I'm thinking, I don't know.
I love that we know this about him.
I don't honestly care who wins.
Okay, I think it's going to go to favorite? Signature. I don't know.
I know Signature. I've listened to some of their music, so I give it to them just because they're relevant to my radar.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is the Idol Talk award show, so.
All right. Well, so we've come already to two of the biggest categories. We'll go with song of the year, and I'm not going to list songs because that will take forever. So what are we thinking for song of the year?
I don't want to go first.
I don't want to go first either.
Okay, let's just skip this category.
No, Nathan, call on someone or say something yourself.
I have a hot take.
What's your hot take?
What's your hot take?
I'm scared.
We're so sad.
Oh, and my God. I say this as someone that likes Dynamite. I say this as someone that has supported BTS for years and years and years.
Oh, this isn't a hot take.
What?
What you're going to say is what I agree with. Go on.
Okay. So this is my question. It's not, you know, I think, you know, it's come up because of the prominence that this song style has gotten. Do K-pop song, like, okay, so of course, according to the Mamas, Dynamite counts. But my hot take, and I don't know if it's my opinion yet, but my hot take is, what is considered a K-pop song?
I was just, okay, oh, I know see exactly where saying. You're going with this.
What? Yes. I agree.
Is a K-pop song a song sung in another language that's not Korean that is sung by a K-pop group? Or is a K-pop song conceptualized and defined as a song that has some Korean?
A song that is sung and performed by Korean artists?
Is it just the artist or is it the content of the song in terms of language? Does it only matter where it comes from?
Yeah, I agree 1,000%.
The thing,
and actually, I had the same thought process as I was looking through. Okay, so I'm just going to say it. I was between Kick It and Dynamite.
Wow.
But then I had the same thought process right as you were saying it. I was like, well, Dynamite isn't all English. So
does it count as a K-pop song or not?
A K-pop song. Yeah, exactly. So now I'm leaning more towards Kick It.
But isn't K-pop considered K-pop because of its origin? You know, like,
well, that's the question.
That's the question.
K-pop
has no definitive markers to make it K-pop other than
the origin.
Yeah. So
yeah, but like for example,
that's what makes it a gray area.
Dua Lipa, she is a UK artist, so she's technically UK pop that's popular in the United States. I wouldn't consider, like, Dua Lipa American pop.
Well, there was a situation where there was, like, a UK award show, and there's this artist, Rina Sawayama. I forgot her last name, but she's a UK artist, but they didn't consider her for UK Artist Award because of some technicality. So I think
in terms of how they define, right?
Yeah, it's like arbitrary and up to the award shows themselves if they want to count it. And especially with K-pop being in a gray area where there's no marker. Like, you can have a marker for what qualifies as a country song or a rap song, mm-hmm. or what have you. K-pop is hard to pin down because it was created specifically for the economy.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, I think
that, you know, with Korean, like with the award shows, they're all going to consider Dynamite as nominees. I think this is just a conversation kind of just for us, right? Like,
yeah, just for us, for sure.
And is it in the running or not? If it's something that's just defined as the origin, then of course it counts. But if it, I mean, the
well,
K,
then if it's our
like,
award
what does the K
show,
refer to?
If it's our award show, let's just pick one.
Well, here's my next thought too.
Or we could Dynamite, just all have different conceptualizations of what we include and what we don't. It's fine too.
Dynamite, yeah. If we're doing this merit-based, okay, Dynamite is still on the K-pop
no,
charts.
There's no arguably, ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we're doing it based on that, then it's Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
If we're saying
Casey,
song,
go ahead. Yeah, I know. You had to say something.
What?
I think I cut you off.
Oh, no. So, I mean, I agree. It would be Dynamite just because of, like, the stats and the data speak to it.
Yes.
Personally, for me, if we're discounting songs that are all in English, which clearly was marketed to the Western audience because of the lack of performance on Korean shows, then I want to give it to NCT 127 Kick It.
Mm-hmm.
But the data, again, for me, is BTS Dynamite. So, again, it's one of those complicated ones for me to answer.
I think that you could come from it from, you know, the scientific data perspective on, you know, what is just considered, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If we're considering the conceptualization of K-pop, you know, has some kind of origin, but also needs to be sung one word in Korean.
In Korean.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then of course we're gonna look at the data, right? And we're gonna look at, you know, BTS is unmatched.
Yeah, you can't.
Unmatched.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're looking,
compare.
If we're ever in the business of looking at a scientific definition of what counts as K-pop and what doesn't, right? I think that there's the gray area that BTS might not necessarily fall in. In that case, you would give it to some. You would just say they're not in the running.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you know
it's
what
an English
this
song.
Kind of you know this kind of makes me think of. We need a rubric. Okay, this is my teacher Mo talking. 5 points for this, 10 points for that, and boom, we have our winner. That's what we need.
Yeah,
it's hard. I mean, I liked Dynamite. I just don't know if for me it falls into the definition of K-pop. I will shout out, and I don't know what my song of the year is, but I'll briefly say that I think I liked Make a Wish more than Kick It.
Yes, I.
Oh yeah. Yes, 100%, 1,000%. I'm still listening to it.
There are just so many bops from this year.
I have two.
Okay, go ahead, Ashley. I'm going to talk about some of my other ones too.
Okay. After. So my songs of the year, 3. Baekhyun's Candy. Fucking bop. I still listen to it once a day. OMG Nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bop. And 17 Left and Right.
Oh,
that was on my list.
Those three need to be. Oh, Zico, any song.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Those four need to be considered.
I would argue for Zico, any song, because I see a lot of non-K-poppies using that as background music.
Yes.
All the TikToks time. On TikToks.
Irrelevant
all
videos.
The time.
No, I actually even saw it on a YouTube video for a random influencer tutorial, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, they just chose it. So it's like, it clearly has an appeal to people mm-hmm. beyond just K-pop.
Yes.
Yes, I will second.
While still being in Korean.
Ah, I picked that song as my song of the year then, just for that reason.
Hmm, all right. It was extremely popular. I second Left and Right. I second Nonstop. I think this was the year that Oh My Girl finally was brought to some kind of light.
Yes.
And I'm glad that they were able to have that moment. I will also say the only reason why we know that Red Velvet is nominated is because they're not punished for when they released their album. It came out the last week of 2019. Mm-hmm. It won the first 3 weeks on music shows, triple crowned on 3 music shows with no promotion. We still have yet to see Wendy live on a stage. I'ma say Psycho should be in the running heavily.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Song of the Year.
Yeah.
I agree.
Definitely.
And I know people have Psycho, forgotten about it Psycho. Because it rained in January.
Yeah.
But, like, that was 2020. So
that
Psycho
seems like an eternity ago, though. Do you blame us?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I don't think Red Velvet's going to win anything this year because, like, their album.
Of all that.
Yeah, because of the timing of the album. But they are included because the timeline is, you know, from whenever that cutoff was. So I think that, you know, for me, it'd be shout out to Make-A-Wish. Left and Right was heavily played on my songs. Psycho. So yeah, those are mine.
Those
oh,
are
my
good.
Girl, too.
Those are good.
Those are good.
So I guess we'll just have to see. I don't, you know, I don't know if the award shows are going to have that discussion about whether or not it counts.
Let's submit this episode for consideration. Use this as
a
basis.
I think, you know, what they're going to hide behind is, not hide behind, but their criteria, and I think they do have a rubric, some of them, is that they just look at the charts. They don't actually say that it should go to a K-pop group, per se.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Song of the Year could go to, like, Maroon 5, I think, theoretically. Or, you know, someone random like that.
Oh, my God.
Just so
Billie
happened,
Eilish. Oh, my God.
I see Maroon 5 sometimes on the charts, like, in Korea.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Weird. You know, it never gets to like one or two because it's in Korean. It's not in Korean. But like this time you just have a Korean artist that released an English song that was immensely popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, all right. We have last but not least, we have Artist of the Year. So go wild.
NCT.
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 Whoa.
NCT, well, okay. 100.
Obviously, same. It's hard because I'm an army zen, you know? So
wow.
An army zen.
Wow. However, I stand by what I said earlier that NCT is pumping out concepts. They're pumping out content. And, you know, BTS took a break as they should have. They were about to embark on a tour, a huge tour as well, like a massive fucking tour. And it's, they don't take breaks, so I respect that they took a break, but they're also, like, kind of more tame and focusing on, like, creating music that is, you know, mm-hmm. for them, and it's a more personal project, this new album that's coming out, it seems. Whereas NCT has been pumping out, you know, unit albums, they've been doing appearances, they've been doing their own content on across different channels and platforms. Mm-hmm.
They promote in Korea and other places.
Exactly. And I just want to put respect on their name.
All the same reasons as Casey.
Casey, they kept delivering us. I thought that you were going to go with, like, strongly ARMY.
Well, I'm not blind. Or, like,
it's just
my bias doesn't overwhelm my being able to be objective.
Yeah. It just wasn't their year.
It was,
you know, and it's not to their fault either, because, you know, obviously the circumstances forced them, and, like, you know, they weren't prepared for this. Mm-hmm. They were prepared to be on tour this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And NCT too. They had an American tour lined up, but they pivoted so fast.
Yes, they adapted to the situation immediately. Mm-hmm. And that is what is their strongest – that's what made them one of the strongest acts this year, is because they were able to pivot so quickly and easily into this new normal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ashley, I'll give you before I go.
So I agree with everything Casey and Chris are saying. I also want to add that, in my opinion – the BTS album 7 was just okay. Like, okay. In comparison to NEOZONE, I think that there's no competition. NEOZONE, to me, is like album of the year. Whereas 7 is like, 7 had good songs, and it did have repackages of older songs from Persona, like Ego was amazing, Boy With Love, like, but I think what I'm, as I grow in K-pop, I'm realizing that I'm growing out of BTS's style. And a lot of their titles, I just wasn't into, like Dionysus, Black Swan, On. Like, they
You don't like artistry.
Shut up!
No, I don't mean that as an insult. You like songs that are earworms and that you can have a good time to, or you can like, you like vibes and you like bops.
Yeah, I like
and music BTS isn't going to give that.
I like every time. Music that makes me feel like happy.
And like that's why you like Dynamite SM. Style.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Well, I love Dynamite, but like the. I think I look for music that fits my mood. And most of the time, like 90% of the time, I'm in a happy mood. So I find that type of music. And BTS's music this year was like really dark.
Yeah, that's why I said that their music is skewing towards the more personal, and it's more project music for them. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily like they're – that's the thing that I was like concerned about when we were talking about Dynamite. Was that the people who were sucked in with Dynamite might not necessarily be the same people who respond well to the new album, because it is going to be a more personal project. They're heavily involved into like the production, the writing. So it's like, will they retain these fans?
It's the same thing that happened with the people that got sucked in with Boy With Love. And then they didn't perform with On. I mean, like, like the same armies that were armies after Boy With Love, they don't. They don't like On as much. Or like I said, it's more art, right? So it it doesn't, it's not, you can't like stream On like as easily as you can stream like a bop like
Dynamite
or Boy With Love. Yeah. You know, something like that.
Yeah. If we're talking like earworms, stuff that like people will get like across the board will be like, this is a song I want to hear at the club, this is a song I want to hear at a party, this is a song I want to hear in the car. These, you know, they're not always going to make a song for that type of.
Right. So my opinion on this is, if I'm putting on just the data hat, there's no reason why BTS shouldn't be Artist of the Year. Like, they are just unmatched at this point. Like, they could release anything.
And 10 minutes of farting into the mic.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't know if it would matter at this point. Like, I don't know if... Yes, right?
You know what I literally just thought of? This is totally unrelated, but you know Kanye West's song about poop?
Oh, whoop-diddy-scoop.
What?
Scoop-diddy-swoop.
Poopity-scoop.
Poop-diddy-scoop.
Yeah, that just reminded me of that. Like, if BTS did something like that... It would be number one.
It doesn't doesn't even matter. Like what was that song that they did with that that Love? American art? No, Max? Not Love. It was a recent
Max.
It was Max? It was a recent one. Jason Derulo.
Savage Love. Like,
I love that song though.
I know, but it's like if it wasn't BTS, like you know, I don't know if it would have gotten any.
Already a meme song.
It was a meme song and then – or like a TikTok song. But then after he did the collab with BS, he like shot up on the Billboard charts.
Because I think what you're saying is true, Nathan, because the same thing happened with Lizzo and AB6. Like Lizzo had the – is it The Truth Hurts? And that song was like killing it for the first half of the year. And she also did a remix, like a Korean remix with AB6. But, like, no one has heard of that version, you know?
No, because it's the artist that matters, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, love it or hate it, I love AB6. Also, The Answer is on my probably top
I love songs. That song. That's why Max always says Yoongi is his brother and he's so quick to be on that BTS clout because it's profitable.
Yeah. That being said, I think that if you look at the data, I mean, if you're looking to see number of albums sold, if you're looking to see at streams, if you're looking at YouTube views, like there's no way that BTS doesn't get this. Putting my Nathan opinion hat on, if we're thinking like, oh, like just earworms and things like that, I don't think NCT is guaranteed an earworm. Like, I think that they are judged by currently, because they're not at the highest stature yet. They still are judged by what they release. So I think that if they release something mediocre, for example, let's say comparatively Punch, right? Didn't get that many hits, right? Then they're going to be judged for what they are coming out with. Like that, like Punch didn't get that much clout, right? But they're putting out things that are good and they're getting good reactions to it. Are they selling as many as BTS?
Oh, so I'm biased.
Well, are they selling as much as BTS? No, right?
Dang.
But I feel like they've had their strongest year in terms of like the quality of their music. And I think that nothing would make me more happy as an citizen to see them awarded for their hard work this year. I want to see Haechan cry on stage. I want to see soft Taeyong. I know, we all know Taeyong is the softest human being on this planet.
So soft.
How many times do I have to apologize for thinking that he was scary on this podcast?
As you like, should.
That's the thing. Like, I want to see groups that haven't won these awards before, that I feel like deserve it, have a first Daesung moment on the stage. Just like we saw BTS after Blood, Sweat, and Tears, have that moment when they're just all crying on the stage because, you know, finally all their work has paid off, right?
Yeah.
I think that this year, I think, you know, even putting the emotions of us liking that group aside, they're in the running. And I think that that's a big step for them. Who knows if it's going to happen, though?
Did you know that NCT as a whole has only won, like, maybe 10 music show awards?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Yeah.
But I love them.
Exactly. They deserve so much more.
NCT wins the Idol Talk.
They do. They do. And also, you know, I'm thinking about a group like Blackpink, too, with Artist of the Year. I think this year, out of all the years, they probably deserve it most. Again, comparing their activity levels from other years. And they actually released an album this year. And it was received well, right? So,
an album. All right.
Since when did this become, like, me defending Blackpink, good lord?
It's because you love YG dungeon artists.
Which is like all of them.
Yes, exactly.
Which is all of them. That's the only type of artist for YG is dungeon.
Exactly.
All
right.
Dungeon.
All right, we also have some last Idol Talk special awards that we wanted to kind of deliberate on. We thought of some kind of like gag categories. So we'll just do two really quick ones and then wrap up for the night. So the first one is Best TikTok Dance Challenge. Who we got? We got Zico.
Zico.
I really like Zico. And if you guys want to watch Sammy and I do the Zico Any Song Challenge, go to our Instagram. But I think... So the purpose of the TikTok challenge is to get the word out about your song and to, like, have people like it and listen to it. And the only song that was successful for me was Hyo's Dessert. Like, that song hits now.
You hated that song? I liked that song so much. You hated it, and now... It incepted you with the dance challenge.
And it was Jeno and Jaemin who did it for me.
Sucked you right in there.
I feel like I was shouting.
Thank you so much to TikTok and to Jeno and Jaemin for that collaboration, because pure gold.
Ashley is so right about TikTok changing the game, at least for me as well, on that song. I listen to it, and usually, like, Hyo's stuff, I like her EDM stuff.
Yeah.
But I heard Dessert, and I was like, it just makes me not feel... I don't know if I'm vibing. Yeah. And I kept my mouth shut about it for a long time. And then all of a sudden, TikTok after TikTok after TikTok came out.
She was working her friendships.
It was like... It was EXO, it was Girls' Generation, it was everyone that had their SM name attached. All of a sudden, I was like, wait.
Dude, I kinda wanna play this song. Same thing.
Yeah,
She used all the resources and artists she could find for that Na Na Nuna song.
Yeah.
I still don't like it, though, so.
I think it's a
bop. I like it.
It's so funny because Casey was the original, like, Dessert stan.
Hwasa too. Hwasa did it with Maria for a little bit.
Yeah, that was good.
BTS tried with Dynamite. Oh my gosh, are we forgetting about Baekhyun?
Oh, Candy.
The candy.
That TikTok went hard. Even Left and Right went pretty well.
Left and Right was... Wait, which one would you say did it first? And like... Or not first, because that's clear. But like, who did it the best organically without like
Zico.
I think
it was Zico.
But he made that dance to be like a TikTok dance.
But TikTok wasn't even like, it became a thing because TikTok became more of a platform this year.
It became a thing also because of his engineering of that dance specifically for TikTok, others followed suit.
Yeah, exactly. True.
Well, it's also going to advantage, you know, someone, you know, TikTok, a Dynamite TikTok can't really take fourth because that dance is too hard for the common folk.
Yeah, for the common folk.
Was the TikTok like the na 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 that?
Yeah, the back and forth.
But that's like it again. It's too hard for the common folk. So like,
yeah,
like it was good for Zico because it was easy, fun, catchy.
Yeah.
Cheek pointing choreography that a dumb person like me without an art brain could do. Right. So, all right. So, we got some nominations for Zico. We got some nominations for Hyoyeon. Am I hearing this right? So, okay. Our last award is Best Thirst Trap. Run Wild.
Do we have more nominees? I just put those because they were the first ones that came to mind when I. Imagine
I have, this category. I have one. You could go first since you're the queen. Or do you want to go last? I can go.
Go.
Okay. My award goes to Kick It Johnny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, a specific Kick It in a specific
Johnny. I loved the Kick It concept. I just love like Asian concepts. And especially that one, because that was the first concept that Johnny was shirtless. One, he's so buff. He's so good looking. It was amazing.
His mother is here, but okay.
I put my earplugs on. I heard nothing.
Oh, okay.
I heard nothing about my child, my firstborn.
You have, at this point, you pretty much have to accept your fate because Johnny has not put a shirt on.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, yep. He really hasn't.
That's Misfit, nothing. The direction he's taking.
He solidified himself as like NCT sex appeal. And that's okay. I love it.
They do it to him like all the time now. Like the zoom ins.
Yes. I'm
like,
yeah. They did it.
So we're definitely just sexualizing Johnny all the time.
They did it
now.
In the Resonance concept photos and in Misfit track video.
Mm-hmm.
So if he wants to stay shirtless for the rest of NCT's concepts, like I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
Well, I'm interested to hear what Casey is going to nominate.
Oh, okay. So for me, it would be Super M Tiger Inside because
Kim is ready.
We're coming after Chris's children.
I lost my mind with that release. Like to go as far to like download videos, repost them on our Instagram is not like a meme Instagram or anything like that. But I fucking made a meme. I played it nonstop. I love Dinner's Ready. Yeah, that's inherently thirst. Inherently. And then also Taeyong's growl is
that's true.
Aggressive and it haunts me. So that's it's just
Are
a no brainer.
Are you saying
for
the
me.
Whole song is a thirst trap? Or are you saying Taeyong is a thirst trap?
No, the whole song is a thirst
the
trap.
The whole song is
dinner, and now you're full.
It did. I am full. Dinner's ready. I partook and I am satiated.
Well, I don't have much to add from that.
SM fed me well this year. Wow.
Yeah, they did.
All right.
Wow.
Well, that is it for the Idol Talk Pod Awards as to what we think, our humble opinion. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Idol Talk Pod and rate, review, and subscribe to us on various platforms, including Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or Amazon Podcasts. And if you have any feedback that you'd like to send it to us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. All right, until next time, we will talk to you all later. Good night.
Bye.